Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
If we want to shop, we need to
Yep.
fast.
Okay.
Because you guys, we're at Page Turner Books today.
I didn't realize you were already recording. Yes, we are at Page Turner Books today.
And oh my gosh, we're back. They liked us so
just
much.
Just moved.
They wanted us back.
Yeah.
No, we asked to come back. Wouldn't that be cool if one day we get to the level where people ask for us?
That would be cool. Ask us away, please. That made no sense.
Ask away. Ask us away.
Ask us away, please. No, we wanted to come back because they haven't since moved locations.
Mm-hmm. We kind of briefly mentioned that in our nerd party because we were right outside.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was fun.
I haven't been inside yet.
Oh, I had.
Okay. Not really sure where we were at. I know we didn't introduce ourselves at all.
You said you haven't been inside the new store. Oh, I'm Bree.
I'm Allie. We're introducing ourselves in the middle of the episode because that's how professional we are.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's even more professional than us? This amazing new store we're in.
Yes. It is actually really awesome.
It's so nice. I loved the old one because it was like, it was very, I felt long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was, and there was stuff everywhere. This one has stuff everywhere too, but it's much wider. So mm-hmm. it's easier to see everything. I love this layout.
And now the comic book store is in Page Turner's.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not next door.
So that's super helpful.
Mm-hmm. This is where John was all of Nerd Party was looking in here.
That's right. We were like, where is he?
Yeah. He was in here in their comic section. And he tasked me with looking their comics again.
And we show up and they're like, we're having a 30% comic book store or comic sale right now.
I was like, of course, John. I tried to get him to come.
He could be doing that the whole time we're here.
That's when I was. He just had a really long day. He had two really long days of work where like he woke up at like 5 in the morning and he only just got home like an hour ago.
Oh, yeah. That's long.
So,
well, fair.
But I also agree.
Anyways, you guys. So this place. Okay. Let's first give the aesthetics of the beautiful new
yes.
place.
Yes.
Well, we're in the back corner right now. So, I mean, we can see a corner of this door. But walking in.
It's just bookshelf upon bookshelf upon bookshelf.
And then at the top again. They kept their, if you go back and listen to our OG mm-hmm. Page Turner episode, mm-hmm. they kept the same style where they got
their vibe. I didn't look and see. Do they still have their skeleton?
I didn't see.
We'll have to find out.
We will. We're in September right now, so I would think.
No, remember, he just stays up year round.
I know, because we came in December last year, but I would think he for sure would be
oh,
out
yeah.
if he is out.
Today it was really stupid. I saw a pumpkin pie like thing at I think it was McDonald's, and I was sitting there looking at it. I was like, why is pumpkin flavor out already? And then I was like, oh duh, it's fall.
Me, I went through Bigfoot. I'm like, do you have pumpkin flavor stuff yet? And they're like, yes. And I was like, okay, I want hot chocolate with something pumpkin. And they're like, I suggest putting the pumpkin pie flavor in the hot chocolate instead of pumpkin spice. And I was like, okay. Oh my gosh. I know you don't like pumpkin pie.
Nope.
But it was so good.
This is the worst time of year for me because I'm not a fan of all that pumpkin flavoring. Give me a different. For me, I'm like, give me apple, but like that's a flavor everyone can get always. Caramel apple, again, you can always get
that. Man, no, I'm all about, I'm basic white girl. Give me that. But I don't drink coffee. So does that make me a basic white girl? I don't do the mochas or lattes.
Yeah. You still get excited with the pumpkin.
I love pumpkin flavored things. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Anyways, so we're going to, all that to say, we're going to look for their skeleton.
Yes. But we're back in the, where they do the horror book club still.
Mm-hmm. This time I see A Nightmare Before Christmas painting. I did not see that last time we were here.
Oh, I think you did.
Oh, did I?
I think so. I remember it.
Oh, I'm glad you do.
Okay. Well, we want to chat some more because they got some fun stuff going on. First off, actually, we just talked about the...
Oh, yeah, their horror book club.
So coming up, this is their book selection, their choices. Ooh. We got the September House, Schrader's
Cord.
That's an H. Chork.
That's...
What was that?
That was the notification.
Why did it do that?
That was the weirdest sound ever. No, it's Schrader's Cord. That's how you spell cord.
Cord?
Cord.
Oh, like a
guitar cord.
Okay. I've never had to spell guitar cord before. Ghost Station and the Reformatory. Ooh, the
Reformatory looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Click on it. I want to read the description.
Okay. We're on their website right now, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's HASBERTS.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go check it out.
Okay. Give me the description. By Tananarivo. Yes. A gripping page-turning novel.
Nice.
Set in Jim Crow, Florida. Ooh. That follows Robert Stevens Jr. as he's sent to a segregated reform school. That is a chamber of terrors where he sees the horrors of racism and injustice for the living and the dead. Ooh.
Ooh. Does this mean it came out June 1950 or?
No, it's set in Gracetown, Florida, June 1950.
I see. Yes. Oh, there's lots.
I know you just scroll.
Oh, you want to read it all?
I was going to read it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
12-year-old Robbie Stevens Jr. is sentenced to 6 months at the Gracetown School for Boys, a reformatory for kicking the son of the largest landowner down in defense of his older sister, Gloria. So far, I like Robbie. So begins Robbie's journey further into the terrors of the Jim Crow South and the very real horror of the school they call the reformatory. Ooh, Robbie has a talent for seeing ghosts or haints. But what was once a comfort to him after the loss of his mother has become a window to the truth of what happens at the reformatory. Ooh, creepy. Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, well, that's just one of the many book club horror book clubs they do.
Ghost Station. That sounds cool.
But anyways, so you guys, go check out their website. It's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to go shopping.
Oh, me too. That's my favorite part about doing these.
I know. I already told my kids. I was like, okay, kids. I'm going to a bookstore today. What books do you want? But there's some stuff coming up.
Yes. So if you're into horror, like who?
Oh, hold on. We should say where this is located.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're right. We are great at this.
Well, it's because we've been here before. We did the nerd party, so we just assume, but not everybody has seen
it. Yeah, people might be jumping in.
Yeah.
Not having listened. I'm trying to get cat hair off my mic.
So, Page Turner Books is
at Kent.
It's at Kent, Washington. So,
it's right down the road from Kent AMC.
Yeah.
Kent Station AMC.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movie theaters. They have the heated seats. I said that last time.
I know. Oh my gosh. That's where we went and saw It Ends With Us. And man, it was so warm.
It was nice.
Okay. So, but what we got going on?
Okay. So October 12th, if you are a fan of anything fall, you should come check out Page Turner Books for their fall Festicon. Oh my gosh. First off, let's also say that there's a cider and ale trail that's going on same day, and they're going to have a brewery in their I was going to say in their back, but that doesn't sound right.
In their store. The back of their store.
Yeah.
But so ale, cider and ale, that's like trick-or-treating with alcohol.
Shoot, I should have me and John do this.
You just walk from, right? Yeah. Store to store and you get some booze. Assume. That's an ale trail, right?
Let me.
I don't know. Here, scan the QR code.
That's what I was about to do.
We will take a picture of this because you can buy tickets in advance.
This is just for the ticket, but I bet you.
It might say stuff on it too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, read about it.
The Cider and Ale Trail weaves through historic downtown Kent, showcasing a hand-picked selection of craft breweries, cideries, and distilleries.
How cool.
With tasting tickets in hand, get ready to embark on a flavor-filled adventure through local businesses, each hosting a unique cidery or brewery offering their best brews. That's actually kind of smart and cool. Like, each store is going to put a brewery in there because then people will have to come in and see what's going on.
I think it's genius.
I think that's even smarter of Paige Turner's for doing Fall Festicon the same day then.
Yeah. So talk about what that is. Festicon.
Fall Festicon is... Whoops, that's the ale trail still. Hold on.
So it says if you're a fan of comic books, anime, pop culture, Fall Festicon is for you. Don't miss this fun capturing nostalgic scholastic book fair with a twist. Ooh.
Oh, that actually sounds awesome.
I always hear, you know, you see those memes that are like, I wish there were scholastic book fairs for adults. This is it. You guys.
Come check out Paige Turner books. But basically, they're going to have a bunch of guests. There's quite a few people.
Okay.
So, let me tell you. So, the Steve and Crypto Show podcast is going to be there.
Ooh.
And so, if you listen to that podcast, that's exciting. Author CJ Hozak of The Slayer's Magic is going to be here.
Ooh.
Author Riley G. Powers of Summer with Sasquatch is going to be here, which...
That sounds awesome. His picture was with...
Like he's Sasquatch.
How cute.
Love it. And then, oh, hey, Aaron Ryan's coming back.
Oh.
Aaron Ryan was our buddy from the nerd party. He was right next to us.
He's our next door neighbor. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be on our pods sometime soon.
Yeah. We're going to be chatting with him within the next few weeks. So you'll get that episode here soon.
Oh, when are we chatting with him?
The 22nd.
So he'll have done this. So we'll get to talk to him about it, right? Because this is happening the 12th?
September 22nd. Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk to him about it. He'll promote it more.
Yeah. So stick around for that one.
Yeah.
Oh, and then... Oh, he was also in Grimm.
Grimm!
They've got actor Russell Hodgkinson coming in. He's from Z Nation and Grimm.
That's, like, impressive. That's, mm-hmm. I don't recognize him. That was one of the shows Cameron and I were watching, and then when he... died, I stopped watching it, but I'm really mad because I want to keep watching it, but my brain has not let me yet.
Yeah,
but great show.
So yeah, if you're in the area, this is a place to be,
because yeah, you got the cider thing. What is mm-hmm. it? Cider ale trail.
I was like, I don't drink
so. I don't.
Who cares? Me, I'm like, yes, give me a cider. Actually, John can have the ale. I'll have the cider.
There you go. And then come hang out and see some cool authors and actors mm-hmm. and buy some comic books. Mm-hmm.
And there's some podcasts going to be here.
Yeah. I wonder, you guys have to go and see if they're as cool as we are and let you be on it.
Yeah, you should Ooh. Check. You should check.
Maybe we started a thing and everybody's like, oh, what a good idea.
Oh, we should do that.
It's all because of us.
Actually, my friend who I did, well, was on her podcast for Bookish Flights. She's doing an event and she was like, hey, I know you guys just did Nerd Party. Tell me what you did. And I told her how we had a station set up for people to come talk to us. And she was like, oh, that's brilliant. I'm going to do that.
Oh, wow.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So then you guys, more fun.
You can go. We've been talking over it this whole time.
Okay. Yeah. More fun. So on Saturday, October 26th, 2 to 5 p.m. Oh, we didn't say what time.
Oh, yeah. That's so the Fall Festicon starts at 3 p.m. And then the Cider and Ale Trail starts at 6 p.m. And then they both end at 9.
Perfect. Well, then what I was saying, they have streets of treats. So you could take your kitties and go trick or treating in all the stores. I've always wanted to do this, but of course it's always on Halloween.
Yeah.
This one is not. This is the Saturday before. Yeah. So
you should come.
Yeah. I'm busy, but yeah.
Oh, of course. Oh, yep. Me too.
You are too. But y'all should go and take pictures and send them to us.
Yeah. Oh, I love that on their picture right here. Silence of the Lambs is right there.
Oh, that's cool. We're talking about their website, you guys. Go check out their website.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Oh, they also have Misery.
Of course. They got to have all the...
Dune. That's a great picture they got there.
But anyways, you guys. So this Streets of Treats, 2 to 5 p.m. Look how cute that is. We'll post a picture of this, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. We can QR code this. Let's see if it tells us. Okay, it says Streets of Treats. It's 307 West Grove Street, Kent. So right here. Celebrate the harvest.
Is that West Grove or Grove?
G-R-O.
Oh, that's Gow.
Oh, yeah, there's no R in there. I should give the right address before I send people.
Yeah. Go to Grow Street.
Celebrate the harvest season with fun activities for all ages. Show off your creativity and dress in your favorite costume. Participating downtown Kent merchants are welcoming little ghouls and goblins and visitors to shop and get a spooktacular treat. Please be sure to bring your weatherproof bag for treats. So bring your own bag, you guys. Downtown businesses will be waiting for you. This is a free rain or shine community event. How cool. That's so
fun. Awesome.
Like, you can buy tickets, but it's free.
I think that's just so they can get a head count.
Yeah.
Kind of like with Nerd Party.
Yep. I think that's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. That's super smart.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you guys. So we're happy to be back.
Mm-hmm.
Back. And we're so grateful that they said yes when we reached out.
Yeah.
And we're definitely going to be Nerd Partying it up next year.
Oh, heck yeah, we are. Yeah. It was so much fun last year.
I know. We've already got like other places on our other like Nerd Party. What are they?
Street fairs. Like events?
Yeah, events.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, okay, that was so fun. Let's do more. But I'm so glad Nerd Party was our intro.
I know, because it was so cool and everyone was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was perfect. It was a perfect intro and a perfect like, okay, this is what we will do if we do events.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, just for funsies, because we're a fun podcast.
Always.
We have Guess the Kids movies. Now, I already know a bunch of these, but we have to describe them to you before we can
say what they are, even though I totally for sure know what these all are.
So they're emojis.
My mom printed these out for us, and she's a second grade teacher, and it's like an activity she did with her kids.
I was going to say, did she do it in class?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And she printed off an extra one for me and Allie. She printed off actually two.
I know. I saw that. All right. So the first one is an up arrow, a balloon, an old guy, and a house.
I wonder what that could be. Up.
Yes. We don't have an answer key if we get them right or wrong.
My mom has the answer key, so I could text her if I wanted. Next, we've got a princess, a frog, and a heart.
Could it be Princess and the Frog?
Oh, I was going to say it was the... What's the Tatiana one? Isn't that
that's
the frog?
Princess and the Frog.
Oh, I thought it was the Frog Princess.
Oh, you're thinking of the Swan Princess.
Oh. I've only seen that movie once. It's not one I care about that much.
Oh my gosh. A panda and a punch.
Kung Fu Panda.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm giving you this one. We've got a mermaid, a conch shell, a boat that looks like the Titanic, feet prints, a man in a heart.
Could it be the Little Mermaid?
Probably. Gross.
I love the Little Mermaid. We got a world, a monkey, a gorilla, a don't talk monkey, and a cover your ears monkey.
Is this supposed to be Planet of the Apes?
But they're kids' movies.
I know. So now I'm confused.
Is it Tarzan? But why would it
I was thinking it was Tarzan, but there's no man.
Right.
So then I'm like, Jungle Book? But you would think there would be like a bear.
And a book.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we actually don't know that one. We were cocky.
Yeah, we were.
World? I mean, is that... Do you guys know? We'll take a
picture of this too. I know. Unless there's like some Disney like documentary.
Oh, about a apes. Monkey one. Yeah, there is. But like the kids would know that. It's a what is it? Monkey Kingdom or something. It's like a Disney nature one. So maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
That's not very kid movie.
No. Well, I'm going to text my mom. Well, maybe she'll text me the answer.
All right. Got a lion and a crown.
Easy peasy Lion King.
Oh, we should talk about James Earl Jones.
Why you want to make me cry?
Oh, I was so sad. Why are you watching videos as we're podcasting?
John sent it and I was trying to... Yeah, I cried. I actually, it was so sad because, when was it? It is literally when we saw the Deadpool movie and we saw the preview for Mufasa. Mm-hmm. In my head, I was like, oh, James Earl Jones, he's still around. Probably not for much longer and I'm not going to be able to handle that. And then, like, a month later.
Not even. Like, a week or two later.
I'm so sad. I literally... I keep just pretending it's
fake. I know. I told my parents. I was like, did you know James Earl Jones died today? And my dad goes, remember who you are. And, like, he starts crying. I'm like, but I bet there's going to be lots of Darth Vader toys and knickknacks around here.
Honestly, that's what makes me sad. I'm like, why are people posting about him doing other things? Like, Vader is the one thing.
Vader and Mufasa. That's all you need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I love The Lion King, but that's even second to Vader. He is Vader.
Did he only do the voice or did he do the walking too?
No, he was too short to do the walking.
Oh, he just didn't know voice. That.
He only did the voice because he has that booming, powerful voice.
Yes, he does.
Luke. Did you see what Mark Hamill posted?
No.
He just posted. I didn't even get to see the picture. Sierra sent it to me. I was like, I can't. But the caption was just "Rip Dad."
Aww. That's so sad. Like,
no. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one hurts.
I know.
It's too sad.
You know, we're losing all the greats.
I know. I then was like, great. At the Oscars, he's going to be the in memoriam.
Yes.
Or whatever. I can never say
that. Yes, he is.
I know, man. I don't like that.
You know, when are the Oscars?
March.
Okay.
When in February or March.
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right. Well, and hopefully my mom will text me the answer key so that I can figure out. Because I swear that's Planet of the Apes. But then I'm looking at them and you're right. Well, that one's not a like kids movie.
Which one? Spider-Man? I mean, you know how many kids love Spider-Man?
Too many. Oh, look.
There's the Jungle Book. Inside Out.
Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
Cars.
Spider-Man. Aladdin.
Beauty and the Beast. Uh-huh.
Frozen. Mm-hmm. That's the only one you don't know.
Literally. Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah.
All right, you guys. That's all we got for this. But we're gonna end with. We always tell you if you, rate us and review us, we will read.
Mm-hmm.
Your
rating,
your review,
or your review. And guess what? We got one. It's actually a really sweet one. It's like a sleepover with your friends. Heck yeah. I love listening to this podcast. They do a great job of making it seem like we're just a bunch of friends hanging out, sharing a love of books. The It Ends With Us episode is a favorite.
Aw, mm-hmm. Good.
Glad it was from T Stencil.
Nice. Well, thanks, T Stencil.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you.
It was also a 5-star review.
So. Yeah.
Thank you. if you all want to give us a rating, we would appreciate it.
Yes, we would. But anyway, so we give Page Turner Books 5 stars too.
Absolutely.
You should come check them out.
Absolutely.
Kent, Washington.
It's the best.
And then come to their...
Come to their Fall Festicon and Cider and Ale Trail.
And Streets of Treats.
Oh, I was going to say, and next year's Nerd Party.
Oh, that too. That too. Come see us.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
We
don't have it with that.
We don't have it with that, but what I was going to say is on Monday, be sure to listen to...
When is this coming out?
So what?
Silence? No. Yeah. Red Dragon
comes out. So yeah. So Silence of the Lambs will be out next. That's kind of perfect that I saw the Silence of the Lambs on their website.
I know. Meant to be.
Fancy lamb.
Right. All right, you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.